Your taxes hold the key.
Taxpayers, Tax Administration Jamaica TAJ has implemented the next phase of its mandatory e-filing of returns. Effective April 1, 2018, small and micro businesses registered as GCT taxpayers were required to e-file their GCT returns by using the Jamaica Tax Portal at jamaicatax.gov.jm, as is currently being done by large and medium taxpayers. Taxpayers with sales of $150 million and below are classified as small and micro taxpayers and are therefore now required to file their monthly GCT returns online. Visit the designated e-tax spot at any major tax office and get support from TAJ personnel in completing your electronic filing transactions. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On Get the Facts this week, we continue our look at citizen protocol when approaching checkpoints in areas under enhanced security measures. The Parish of St. James and the St. Catherine North Police Division have been placed under states of public emergency, otherwise described as enhanced security measures. It is therefore essential for Jamaicans, especially when travelling to and from those areas, to understand the correct protocol when approaching security checkpoints. Understandably, some persons may feel nervous or anxious when having to interact with armed security forces at a checkpoint, but Head of Ground Forces for the Jamaica Defence Force, Colonel Daniel Price, is assuring the public that the police and soldiers on duty have been trained to maintain high standards of professionalism in their interactions with citizens.
It is your security forces, and therefore you should come to expect a high level of professionalism from them, courtesy from them, respect for your rights, and respect for human dignity. So to lay it down very basically, persons should address you properly and speak to you properly.
It is also expected of citizens to avoid certain behaviors when approaching checkpoints.
Well, don't speed. Don't speed up as you get towards the vehicle checkpoint. And there's no need to panic. I know persons become a little flustered when they see persons in uniform, persons with weapons. But be assured that we are professionally trained and we are there to ensure your safety. So once you get there, you should feel safe.
During checkpoint searches, security forces present will normally ask persons traveling if they have anything to declare. If a citizen is carrying their licensed firearm and would like to reveal this to the officer without the knowledge of others in the vehicle, then the officer is expected to use his or her discretion in this scenario. During a stop and search at the checkpoint, it's also common for two officers to approach the vehicle at the same time.
Because the person who stops you might not be the person who searches. So in approaching, you will have the traffic management person. That person will stop you. That person will give you certain instructions. They'll tell you move over, move off to the side. And then there is another set of persons who do the searching. You will have different persons giving you different sets of instructions at different times and different phases in the process.
Head of Ground Forces for the Jamaica Defence Force, Colonel Daniel Price. If citizens feel they have been mistreated during any interaction with the security forces, they're being encouraged to take note of the date and time, the officers' names and locations, and make a report to the nearest JDF or JCF headquarters. For more information on the level of restrictions that may apply to civilians, or to get more information, contact the State of Public Emergency Hotline at 837-8888. What would you like to get the facts on? Send feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us at JIS News on Twitter, Instagram at JIS Voice, and interact with us on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. Next week, Get the Facts will look at the new building code. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next time for more.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.